If you have your Bible, turn to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter number 3. 1 Timothy chapter number 3. The Bible says, verse number 1 says, "This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach." I want to preach tonight just a little while on being involved. Being involved. And I said preach, but I'd like to teach. But I'd like to preach. And I can't do one without the other. And you can't either. We were called into the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ to be preachers of the gospel, to proclaim with a loud voice the magnificence of a holy God. And Paul says here in writing to young Timothy, he said, it's a true saying. In other words, what's been said before can be said again. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. Amen. If a man desires the office of a bishop, and that's an overseer. He said, if a man desires to be an overseer of God's people, he desires a good work. I won't say it is a good work. It's a pleasureful work to be a call from God Almighty through God to minister to God's people. And he said, he desireth a good work. He said, a bishop must be blameless. We all were to be blameless. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You hear me? We all were to be blameless before God. We all were to be blameless. Said to be the husband of one wife. I don't know why anybody'd want more than one. Amen. I got one. That's all I need.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm about all she can take care of, Brother Bill. So why would I want another? Amen. Unless it was maybe the one to help her. I don't know. But he said to be the husband of one wife. He said to be vigilant. We ought to be vigilant. The day and hour we live, we ought to be more vigilant than we've ever been before. These things trying to creep in around us everywhere you look. And if we ain't careful, we compromise with it and we let it come in. Amen. That's why we need to rise up and we need to set some standards and we need to say this is where we are. This is what God says. Now I know there's some things that's not written in stone, but praise God, I'm glad tonight that there is. And we can't compromise those things that's written down in the Word of God. Amen. We got to stand upon them. If it hair left the devil, and it will in the devil's crowd, but praise God, we got to stand on truth and the magnificence. Word of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have to be vigilant. We have to be sober. You have to be sober-minded. Amen. We can't go around like a bunch of drunks and just allow things to just go on as the world wants it to go on around us. Praise God. We got to be able to stand out and make an informed decision. Amen. It said we're to be of good behavior. Mama always told you to behave yourself. Amen. Where'd she hear that from? God told her. Amen. God told her. Praise God. Given to hospitality. Amen. We ought to be given hospitality. We ought to be hospitable to people. I remember day and hour, listen to me. I remember day and hour, you'd go to somebody's house years ago and you didn't leave till they fed you. My grandma asked, if you went to her house at 4 o'clock in the morning, you didn't leave. You, if you was going out in the field to work come daylight, you didn't go out in the field to work till she fed you breakfast. If she wasn't going to feed you a meal, she'd feed you a snack. Amen. There's a piece of cornbread. There's a cold biscuit. Amen. She'd eat that thing and put some butter and some honey on it, and you'd eat that before you left. Amen. You say, well, I wouldn't. No, you wouldn't eat that before you left. She would not take no for an answer. Amen. Praise God. She was hospitable. We're supposed to be hospitable. Amen. Hospitable one another. And the Bible says here, he said, we ought to be apt to teach. Amen. We ought to be apt to teach. Now, what does that word? I want you to help me tonight. Amen. You can talk a little bit and I'll save my voice, all right? And that way I can preach good Sunday, maybe. Well, you should preach, you've never preached good. Well, I'll preach a little harder maybe Sunday. Amen. So we look at this and the Bible says that he's given hospitality and apt to teach. Now, what does that word apt mean?
Able.
Able. Able to preach. Able to teach. Amen. That's a good word. Able. Amen. What makes you able to teach?
Study God's Word.
Amen. Study. Praying. Amen. Praying and studying make you apt to teach. Makes you able, makes you fit. That word able literally means to be fit to teach. Amen. What'll make you fit to teach? Amen. If you're going to teach a subject tonight, and we have a good subject, the subject of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah. And if you're going to teach on Jesus, what would make you fit to be a good teacher of Jesus Christ, your Savior? To know Him. To know more about Him. Amen. Amen. To know who He is. What else? Come on. What do we know about Jesus? What makes us fit to be a teacher of Jesus?
What He did for us.
A testimony. Amen. Knowing who He is. Knowing where He came from. Knowing what He came for.
Yeah.
Knowing who He came to.
Yeah.
Came to me one night, Wednesday night, 1970. Did I ever tell you about that?
Yeah.
Amen. At least watched. Amen. 1976, come where I was, saved me by His marvelous grace. I ain't got over it yet. I hope I never die. No, I ain't going to. Amen. So what we know about Him, apt to teach, a fit to teach about Him because we know who He is. He is my Lord and Savior. Hello? What else? What else makes you apt to teach? Fit to teach about the subject that we have?
Desire.
Amen. A desire of a bishop, the desire of a disciple, the desire of a born-again believer, a desire to tell the people about Jesus. I wonder, where's the problem here tonight? Where is our desire? Where's our desire? A brother sat here tonight and said there's a fellow that's that knows all about Christ, that was up in church, knew about Christ all his life, but yet he said, don't want nothing to do with God. Amen. Don't want to hear it. So what? Let me just tell you something. Make you fit to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to be a proclaimer, a teacher of Christ. Just come to the point that we really don't care what they think. We're just going to tell them anyway. A fit teacher, praise God, is going to proclaim it whether they want to hear it or not. Because a fit teacher, a good teacher, is going to be someone who will tell somebody, praise God, something that they don't think they need at all. Hey, listen to me. When I was in the sixth grade, and they started teaching us, they said, you've got to learn the metric system. That went, whew. I said, why? We don't do nothing in metric. We're an inch country. That's what I told the teacher, Mr. Mullins. We had another name for him, but I won't use that tonight. And I said, we were an inch country. Why would we use the metric system? I said, well, son, said we're going to be converting over. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why? He said, what do you mean? Why? He said, why are you converting over to a metric system? Well, that's what the whole world's using. Well, why don't the world just... I said, why don't the whole world just use inches?
Amen.
Amen. Why should we have to convert everything that we have over to what they want us to do?
Amen.
Amen. If we've got something and it works. Hey, I've been able to read tape measure since I was a little bitty feller. My daddy taught me, pray God, pulled her out there and he said, this is a 16th, this is an 8th, two 16ths make an 8th. Pray God, he laid her out there to where I could understand it. And I had that all down. And in the 6th grade, they come up, pray God, and they said, oh, we're going to change that all around. Amen. They wasn't apt to teach this old boy that. Amen. I still can't translate that stuff without my phone and Google. Amen. I stand to do it. I don't do it. I got it in my mind, praise God. They wasn't going to tell me that. I wasn't going to learn it. And I didn't.
That's me.
Amen. I didn't. Amen. Praise God. I didn't. 10 millimeter. I know that. I know 9 millimeter. Amen. But apt to teach something when we want to learn it, when we want to know about it, praise God, it makes it a whole lot easier to learn. And it makes us more fit to teach it. Amen. So what we ought to do is we ought to be, he said, a bishop must be given hospitality and apt to teach. So we ought to be apt to teach, praise God. Because Paul said that what we are is, he said there's some pastors, there's some teachers. Amen. We're not all pastors. God don't call everybody to be pastors. But He calls every one of us to be teachers.
Amen.
Hello. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. But for Sunday morning, I need you and you. Who else spoke up?
Wasn't me.
Amen. There were some others. Amen. Come on now. Stay with me. We're in this for the long run. Amen. We have to teach. We get in there and we dig and we learn a little bit and we share that little bit of what we know. Because there's somebody that don't know it. My cousin come over and helped me a couple weeks ago on a Saturday do something that I didn't know how to do. Amen. I didn't know how to do it. So I asked him to come help me, and he come help me, and he showed me how, so now I know how. I'm not going to tell you what it was, because you don't want to know. But he showed me how to do it, praise God, showed me the techniques of doing it, and now I know how to do it. And I told him, I said, God bless you, son, you're a blessing. He said, what, that? I said, hey, listen, we're losing that. Your younger generation don't know how to do this stuff. Yeah. Amen. You'll be amazed what we don't know how to do. Old farmers, old people that made a living, that made off the earth, praise God, and we don't know how to do it no more. Amen. We don't know how to take care of our livestock. We don't know how to plant a garden. We don't know how to make it grow. We don't know how to harvest it. We don't know how to can it. We don't know how to put it up. We need some help. We need somebody to teach us tonight. Amen. We better grab some of these old folks, these old timers. And we better pluck some knowledge out of them while we can. And these crazy kids today, crazy people today, and say, well, you know, just let them go off to the retirement home. I got this. You'll find yourself sitting in the side of a road picking out of a dumpster one day. We better wake up, praise God. Be involved, amen, in teaching, learning, praise God, what we can. For the most saints of God, most of all, we better learn the things of God from the saints of God.
Amen.
Be lifting up brothers and sisters in Christ, teaching them, praise God. Paul said that we need these things. I mentioned Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. What Paul says. He said, and he gave some. Ephesians 4, chapter 11, chapter 4, verse 11. That he gave some. Now, what does that word gave mean? Enabled them. That's kind of almost like adapting them, making them apt. Fitted them up, geared them up. He said, and he gave some, not all. What does some mean? Some, a few, part of. Amen? Now get this. We're in this thing together. We're not all the same. Are you hearing me? We're not all the same. We're not all supposed to be doing the same thing, but praise God, we've all got a part. I'm talking about being involved in the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, in the church, in the community, in the home, praise God. He gave some apostles. Now, what are the apostles? Anybody know what an apostle is? Come on now. An apostle was one that was called by the Lord Jesus Christ personally. Now they, some of these crazy things on TV that you probably watch, call themselves the Apostle Spock and Apostle Blowhard or whatever he might be. Amen? But the apostles was those that were called by the Lord Jesus Christ personally. Down to Saul of Tarsus, who was called personally on the road to Damascus, prayed by Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Those were the apostles. Those were for a time and a person were commissioned by Christ. Amen. He said, so he gave some, not all, but some apostles and some prophets. Now, what's a prophet? A foreteller. Amen. Speaks of the future. Amen. Proclaims the things that's going to be. Praise the Lord. So he gave some apostles. He gave some apostles, gave some prophets, foretellers, and some evangelists. Now, what is an evangelist?
Traveling pastor?
No. He is not a traveling pastor. You have to leave the pastor off. He's a traveling preacher. Amen. He's a traveling preacher. He's not a pastor. See, an evangelist has a really good job if you like to travel. I don't like to travel. When it comes nighttime, I want to be in my home, in my house, okay? But an evangelist, he travels and he preaches the gospel, does a wonderful thing. Amen? And so he said he gave some to be evangelists. To go into the world and preaches the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ wherever the calling sends him. Marvelous thing. Amen. They're needful. He said, and some evangelists and some pastors. There's a difference. There's an evangelist, and he takes the gospel, and he plows her deep, and he goes out into the fields, and he plows, and he plows, and he plows, and he plows in Brother Junior's row, and Robert's row, and Brother Bill's row, and Brother Jeff's row, and then he leaves. And then the pastor, the shepherd of Brother Junior, and Brother Robert, and Brother Bill, and Brother Jeff, has to deal with all that. Amen. He just lays it out there in a broad open thing. And then the pastor, which is the overseer, praise God, he's got to come in. He's got to come in, the shepherd of the sheep. He's got to come in and calm the sheep. He's got to explain it to them. Now, he didn't mean that to hurt you. I mean, everything he said was to grow us in Christ. Amen. Apt to teach, apt to preach. Have to be evangelist, an apostle, a prophet, amen, and a pastor, a shepherd of the sheep. But he said, and teachers. Amen. And teachers. He added this in the end. Now that word teacher there means to be one to instruct. Amen. To instruct. You know what's wrong with churches today? We just like we've always been in our rebellion. We don't like to follow instructions. Amen. It ain't that the instructions are hard. We just don't like to follow instructions. Oh, me. Amen. Don't life. I always look at them when I'm done. Right before I take it apart for the third time and put it back together again. Amen. Instructions, they're necessary, praise God. And Paul said some be pastors and some be teachers, praise the Lord. And we need both in the day and hour we live. Amen. Because the Bible teaches us here, if you go back in 1 Timothy, now I'm going to jump around a lot, but I'm trying to get a point across here. Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter number 3, I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter number 3, I wonder why it wasn't coming up. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse 16. He said, all Scripture, and I've explained this to you several times, he said, all Scripture. Now, what is Scripture?
The Word.
The writings of God, the writing of God's Word, right? Amen. Pinned down. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So where did Scripture come from?
God.
From God. Amen. What is inspiration? What does that mean? Inspiration.
God inspired.
Inspiration of God, right. It means God inspired. But what does God inspired mean? What does that word inspired mean? Come on, somebody's got it. Right on the tip of her tongue. Miss G, you know what that is. God
breathed.
Amen. God breathed. All Scripture, writings of God, is given by inspiration. God, they're breathed by God. You know, preacher, some men wrote it down here. Yeah, they were breathed on God. By God breathed on them, and they wrote the word what God said. Amen? They write it as God said it. It says, Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God breathed. And is profitable. Amen? So what does that mean? What does it mean, profitable?
Good for use.
That's a good definition. Good for use. Amen? It says you can take it and use it. Apply it. Apply it to somebody's life, right? Somebody else's. Amen. Not mine. Amen. God wouldn't talk to me that way. You know, I'm perfect. Amen. There it goes, shoveling again. And it's profitable. It's profitable. It's profitable. Useful. For doctrine. Now, what is doctrine? teaching. Biblical instruction. Amen. Doctrine is biblical instruction. So the Word of God, the spoken Word of God, the inspired Word of God is proper doctrine for biblical instruction and for reproof. What does reproof do? It shows our errors. Amen. It shows our errors, where we mess up. He reproves us. Amen. Not only for reproof, but for correction. So it's for to correct us. Amen. Are you getting a picture yet? God is our teacher. We're His pupils. We're students. Amen. And I figured out, I was sitting out there early this morning, right after Teresa went to work, and I thought, you know what? We're missing this. Amen. God, all God wants to do is instruct us in the right way, which is His way, and we're just rebellious students. We don't want to listen. Amen. He's there to reprove us, to show us our error. He's there to correct us if we'll listen. He said it's for instruction, which is biblical training. Amen. Biblical training. Amen. Praise the Lord. In righteousness. Now, what's righteousness? That's right in the eyes of God. It's right living. Amen. I think some of you listened to me once. God wants, not me, but God. Amen. He's speaking to our hearts, and He's telling. He said, all this scripture is for a purpose. Amen. It's fit. It's makes you have to teach because it's so exciting, because you know God's teaching you this stuff. And I want to pass it down, just like I told my cousin, you need to pass that down. Somebody needs to ride around with you and write this stuff in a book. He said, it really ain't that big. I said, it is. When you don't know it, it's big. It's humongous. Amen. It's something that's needed, and we're losing it, young'uns. We're missing it. It's going out the wind. It's going out with age. It's going out with saints of God, and we don't have it no more. Where are we going to get it? Amen. We got to be involved. We got to be involved, and we got to start now. Now listen to what he says. He goes on in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He said, because of these things, because all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, I mean fully equipped, amen, apt unto all good works. I mean adequate for the use of God. In chapter number 4, he says, I charge thee therefore before God, because of this, because we're equipped, because God Scripture's inspired, amen, because it's useful for everyone, for every work. He says, I charge thee therefore before God, Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, the living and the dead, the spiritual living and the spiritual dead, at His appearing and in His kingdom. Listen to what he says. He said, preach the word. Amen. Preach the word. Preach the word. I proclaim with a loud voice. There we go. I've had several people tell me, said, preacher, I'd come up there one time listening to you, and you're just too loud. Amen. He said, why do you have to preach so loud? I said, praise God, I'm just proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with a loud voice. That's what preaching means. Amen. I could probably be a little quieter. I doubt it. Amen. I could try. I could be Pastor Jeff Massey. I could say, open your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And today we're going to look on a verse 23 on being foolish. And I'd look over in about 2 minutes and Brother Jeff would be... And you'd get bored of tears. You'd go to the house. You'd say, I didn't get nothing out of that. And the wife said, no wonder you slept through most of it. Say, well, praise the Lord, I got a good nap. But that's about all you get. And we don't do it out of mockery. We don't do it out of disrespect. We do it because I can't. I'll just be. I can't help it. This is the way I am. That's what you got when you got me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, it was 17 years last Sunday. Praise God. I just wanted to see if you'd miss me. I started to text you. I said, do you miss me yet? Amen. I love you, every one of you. Praise God. Amen. But he says, preach the word. He says, be instant in season and out of season. Now, what does it mean to be instant? In season and out of season. Be ready. All the time. Something in the barrel, as your grandpapa used to say. Something ready to fire. Amen. Praise God. Be instant in season. As they preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Amen. Be ready whenever you don't expect it. Somebody say, hey, could you say a few words? Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Say, glory. Hallelujah. Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about the one that saved me by his marvelous grace. Come to where I was. And I was a wicked, dying dog. Praise the Lord. Reach down further than I could reach up and save me by his marvelous grace. Put my name's in the Lamb books of life. Praise God, never to be removed. You don't have an eraser. Amen. Ain't nothing relates to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, by which I am sealed. Amen. See, be in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. Now here we have these again, reprove and rebuke. That's just cleaning us up. And exhort. Now, exhort means to uplift and encourage. And he said, do it with long suffering. Really. And we do that because, Brother Robert, we love some people are just a little lower than others. Amen. And what we got to do is we got to try to get everybody up here to where we're all in the same place. It's like coming to the choir so we can all look at you and sing together. Amen. Now, it's pretty wild sometimes when you have one just break out there and start singing. You people used to do that. I'll never forget it. Cold Cove Baptist Church, praise God, used to be Miss Mary. And Miss Mary would start out. She'd sit in the very back. She'd sit up, and praise God, she'd stand up and walk back to the back door, and she'd start singing. When you seen her start walking toward that back door, praise God, you knew it was on. Amen. And she'd start singing back there, praise God, and she'd sing all the way through the church. Praise God. A lot of times she got a pulpit. Glory. Hallelujah. They wasn't a dry in the house. Everybody's ready to worship and praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That wasn't an unusual thing. That was the usual thing. Right. Amen. Where's the Marys at today? Amen. Where are we at today? Praise God. Listen to somebody. When we have singing time, praise God. God moves on your heart. Praise God. Don't wait on you. Quit. Right. Amen. Just jump up and mind God. I ain't talking about a wildfire. I'm just talking about minding the Lord when the Spirit of God moves on your heart. Amen. Preaching the word, preach the word, be instant in season, now sin, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. And what? And doctrine. Now, what is that doctrine? That's biblical instruction. Wouldn't that be teaching? Amen. You see how the Bible keeps coming in through Paul's teaching? It keeps coming around to teaching. Amen. He said the reason we can do it, the reason we can preach, the reason we can do anything is because of what we know. It's that biblical instruction, praise God, it brings us where it is. He said because we know that the Bible's inspired and it's breathed of God, it's for reproof and correction and instruction and rightness that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. He said, therefore, let us just preach the Word of God. Let's be ready, praise God, instant, in season or out of season, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and biblical instruction. Amen. Biblical instruction, just give them God. Preaching and teaching, praise God, the precious things of God. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. Amen. We see it. God does it. God's used it all through the Bible. We see the teaching, praise God, and Peter and Peter and Paul, and we see the Peter and John. We see Paul and Barnabas in the Word of God in Acts chapter number. Let me just show you in Acts chapter number 5. In Acts chapter number 5, in verse number 42. Now watch what it says here. Paul and Barnabas. It says that and daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Amen. He said every day in every house They were teaching. They didn't quit teaching and preaching. Who? Jesus Christ. Every day, in every house. Daily in the temple, praise God. And in every house. Daily in the temple, and in every house. Daily in the temple, in every house. They was teaching, they was preaching. Jesus Christ. They was up and lifting the name of the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Preaching Jesus Christ. What a difference that makes. Amen. They never did quit. Still teaching and preaching. Look at Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 35. Well, wait a minute. Let me just look at something that I was looking at today. Now, the Sadducees had done caught these old boys, and they forbid them to preach in this name. But the Bible says in Acts chapter number 5, verse 28, after they had done, the Holy Spirit done brought them out, the doors being closed yet, and they was in the synagogue, they was teaching and preaching. And they come and told them, said, hey, them fellas, you told not to teach preach, they're teaching preaching. Amen. In verse 28 said, saying, did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled, now watch this, filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Now these Sadducees said, hey, listen, didn't we straightly command you not to teach in this name in Lord Jesus Christ? He said, and behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. Now, how'd they know? It was biblical instruction. Isn't that what doctrine is? Were they denying the word of God, the very word of God, the very truth of God? Kind of like the word today, the people today. They don't want to hear it. I've heard people say, you know what? If you a man oughtn't to preach doctrine. You oughtn't to preach doctrine. What if you ain't going to preach doctrine? What are you going to preach? That's biblical instruction. What, are you going to get the funny paper? Amen? We ain't got Paul Harvey no more, or something that might at least make sense. Biblical instruction. And they asked him, said, hey, you brought that biblical instruction. Intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Amen? But if you go on over to Acts chapter 15, I'm trying to hurry. Acts chapter 15. Ain't so much here, I couldn't even begin to touch it. In Acts chapter 15, verse 35, the Bible says this, and Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch. What was they doing? Teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. What's happening? Antioch's where they was first called Christians, by the way. Followers of Christ. And they say we're teaching and preaching the word of God, word of the Lord, with many others also. They were teaching and they were preaching and it was going out. Amen. It's time for us to be teaching and preaching and preaching and teaching and spreading, as Brother Jeff said, a wide net. Spreading out our net so that we can engulf as many as we can while we still have time. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Amen. It's time to get about the Father's business. Being involved in what God had to do. Teaching the gospel, the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Teaching the things of God, the Word of God, and about a Savior from glory. Amen. Apt to teach. We all ought to be apt to teach, fit to teach, enabled to teach. Amen. That's what I've said. You know, we oughtn't have to worry about teachers in the church. We ought to have anybody any Sunday morning. Amen. If Brother Charles calls and he says, you know what, if I'm sick, he ought to be able to call Brother Bill. Bill, a Sunday school superintendent, he ought to be able to call Bill and say, Brother Bill, I'm sick this morning, I ain't going to be able to make it. Brother Bill ought to be able to pick up the phone and call two or three other people and then be able to say, I got it this morning, Brother Bill. Don't worry about it. Amen. I got it. Don't worry about it. Amen. Even it took all three of them. Say, you know what? I've got a little something. Somebody said, well, I've got a little something too. Somebody said, well, yeah, I've got a little something I can say. And then three little sessions, we could get the Sunday school lesson. Amen. Apt to teach. Just a little something. Amen. And when you add to it, all I had tonight is these verses of Scripture. All I had verses of Scripture on a little piece of paper. If we're apt to teach, if we're apt to look at it, if we're apt to look at it and see what it says, we can take it and get, when we get other people involved, something that seems so insurmountable becomes something small enough where we can crawl up on it and enjoy it. Amen. Kind of like that turtle ride down there at Dollywood. I know you're not supposed to ride on the turtle, but it was so inviting. Amen. And don't knock it till you try it. But all of us ought to be apt to teach. Amen. To go where we go and say something that we need to say to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the edifying of the body. Amen. Praise God. Not just say, you know, I belong to Stony Fork Baptist Church, but let me tell you, I belong to the kingdom of God. I'm a child of the King. I'm somebody going somewhere. Amen.